Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm going to start a brand new series, and I'm going to start talking about the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. And I tell you, this is something that just radically changed my life. It's still impacting my life. And I think it's going to really bless you. Let me introduce this by saying that, you know, at my meetings, it's not unusual. I think this last meeting that we held in Florida, we had like 250 people or more come forward and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. And I think one of the reasons that I have such a high number of people that receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is because on my programs, I'm just sitting here and I'm not screaming and shouting and saying, "Glory to God," and I don't have a handkerchief wiping my fevered brow, and I don't act fanatical. There's a lot of people that honestly just don't realize that I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit and that I'm one of these tongue talkers. And so they come to my meetings not expecting to get what they get. And when they hear about the power of the Holy Spirit, they just respond to it. And so I wanted to introduce this by saying that many of you may not realize that I do have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and I do speak in tongues, but I can promise you, this is my own personal testimony, that you would have never in a million years have seen me on television. You would have never have heard me talk in front of large numbers of people if I hadn't have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This was absolutely essential in my life. This totally changed me. And I know that there's many people that have been taught against the baptism of the Holy Spirit, against speaking in tongues. You have all kinds of prejudice against it. There are probably some of you that have watched me for months or for years, and you have been blessed by this ministry, and you've learned a lot of things, and you are just heartbroken right now to think that I would admit that I have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you're ready to turn me off. I want to say this to you, that if you like the fruit, then you need to acknowledge that I'm telling you the root of everything that has happened in my life is receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I did not understand the Word of God. I didn't have any power operating in my life. I was an introvert that couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them. I was born again without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I was on my way to heaven. I believe I would have made it to heaven. But I can guarantee you, as far as me ever allowing God to use me and ever seeing any of the things that I've seen in my life, none of it, zero, would have happened without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so before you let your prejudice overcome what you feel in your heart, I'm just asking you to give this a fair shake. I'm going to start talking about how important the ministry of the Holy Spirit is in the life of the believer. And we are going to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and operating in other gifts. And I tell you, this is a missing element in so many people's lives. As I said, at our meetings, I see hundreds and hundreds of people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I go back to places over and over, and I have had so many people, I mean thousands, come to me who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it's just like daylight and dark, the difference that it makes in their life. I have a recent testimony of some people that I've known for decades that, you know, we've always been friends and it's been good, but all of a sudden they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and our relationship is on a totally different level. There is a difference between relating to people outwardly, mind to mind, soul to soul, and having the power of the Holy Spirit. It just opens you up to God in a way that nothing else does. And I know that there's probably people watching this program who are offended and saying, "So you're saying that I don't have something?" You know what? I loved God. I was born again. And God had done some great things in my life. But it's my personal testimony. I'm going to be sharing this with you from Scripture and showing you a lot of things. That when the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes, it's exactly as Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Not before, but after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And of course, we're going to be using examples, but it's just so obvious that the disciples, were people who had sat under the Word, they had heard the truth, they knew that Jesus was the Christ, they followed Him even to the point of persecution and things like this. But when they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they changed from timid, shy people into people that stood in the very face of the Pharisees and defied them and said, you know, we're going to obey God instead of man. And it took back these religious leaders so much so that in Acts chapter 4, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is not just an added blessing. It's not just icing on the cake. It is absolutely essential if you are going to flow in the power of God. The Christian life is not just difficult, it's impossible. It is humanly impossible to do what Jesus instructed us to do. For you to turn the other cheek when somebody slaps you, somebody takes you to law and takes your coat and you give them your cloak also. If they compel you to go 1 mile, you go 2 miles. That's not humanly possible. People by themselves just don't do this. And on you could go. Laying hands on the sick is not humanly possible. In my hands, in my physical hands, just my physical body, I couldn't heal a gnat. I can't heal anybody. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, I can do all things. And God has given me the resurrection power of the dead. And just like Jesus said, I received power when the Holy Ghost came upon me. And immediately I started seeing miracles. You know, here's another way to analyze this and look at it. You can look at the people who see miracles in their life, who testify about miracles and talk about that God healed this person and this person was raised from the dead. And you hear these miraculous testimonies. If you will look, every person who is seeing the miraculous demonstration of the power of God in their life, all believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. On the other side, you can find great people who love God and they're wonderful people and they have integrity and they mean good and they evangelize and they have a compassion for people. And you can see that God's in their life. But the people who do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and do not speak in tongues, nearly to the last person, do not see miracles. Now, there's some of them that may believe that they can happen because they read the Bible and they recognize that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So they may not totally disregard it. But the people who do not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit do not see miracles, do not have the power, gifts of the Holy Spirit flowing. They do not have the same prophecies come forth. They don't flow in words of wisdom and knowledge. They aren't led supernaturally under the power of the Holy Spirit the way those who believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit do. So if the Bible means anything to you, and if you believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and if you believe that the Word of God should be working and that we should be seeing things happen today as they did in Bible days, well, then just look, and the people who are moving in that direction. Now, I don't think any of us are manifesting the power of God near the way we should, but the people who are moving in that direction and seeing some of the power of God manifest, and you can tell that it's more than just human, that God is flowing through them supernaturally. Without exception, those people believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I say all of this as introduction just to say that before you reject this because it's not what you've been taught in your church, you ought to listen and go to the Word of God and examine these claims that I'm making. And if nothing else, take my testimony. I'm telling you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit totally revolutionized me and I could not do anything without depending on the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that if you aren't operating under this power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if your life is just human, if you can point to everything that's gone on in your life and say, I did this, it was my hard effort, it was my education, I've done this and this and this, and it's me that's done this. If you can look at your life, and if everything can be explained away by your hard effort and your great talents and intellect, then you know what? You aren't living the supernatural life that God birthed us to. God is going to put you into something. He's going to lead you to do something that is impossible. He is supernatural. He will cause you to do something. He will call you to something that is beyond your ability to where you need the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you that this is something that every single person watching this needs it. And if you've already got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there are so many people I know that received the Holy Spirit 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago and got fired up and it made a difference in their life, and then they haven't continued to flow in it. You know, I used to usher in Catherine Kuhlman's ministry in her meetings back long, long time ago, about 1970-something, 68 or 70. And I used to usher in her meetings, and I remember one time at a full gospel businessman's meeting that she got up and started talking about that. I've heard your testimony about how you were filled with the Holy Spirit 10 years ago and you were filled 20 years ago and how this happened and that happened. And then she looked at him and she says, "And you hadn't been full of the Holy Spirit a single day since." She just lit into him. It's not a matter of just receiving the Holy Spirit one time and having an experience and speaking in tongues once to prove that you got the Holy Spirit. Walking in the power of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis is necessary. It has to be a continual filling. It has to be a continual dependence upon the Holy Spirit. And so for those of you who've already embraced this and maybe even received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues and operate in some of the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given you, I see this constantly when I teach on this, that people who've already received are reminded and they have neglected the power of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us. And it spurs them on to get back into it and start depending on it. You don't ever get to where, you know, the Holy Spirit is not essential for every single day. The more you receive from the Holy Spirit and the more you see Him move in your life, the more you realize that you need Him. And it's just a continual dependence upon God through the power of His Holy Spirit. So this is going to benefit everybody. Whether you've heard this, or if you've been taught against it, or even if you've received it, I believe that this is going to help you, and it'll make a difference in your life if you'll respond positively to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let me take this verse from Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. And it says, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Now, I'm taking this a little bit out of context, but the point is exactly consistent with what he's saying. Zerubbabel was a person who was put in leadership over the nation of Israel, and it was under the oppression of the Babylonian system. And anyway, the angel of the Lord was talking with Zechariah, and he had a message to deliver to the king, Zerubbabel, and he said, "It's not going to be by your might nor by your power, but it's only going to be by the Spirit of the Lord that you're able to govern, that you're able to rebuild the temple, that you're able to accomplish the instructions." And you know, you can take this exact same principle that's stated right here, and I can say this towards you, towards any person watching. This includes everybody, that you need the power of God's Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit isn't just it's not a symbolism. It's not a influence. The Holy Spirit is a real person. Just recently, I saw a survey, and I don't have that in front of me right now, but anyway, they defined what a biblical worldview was, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but it was pretty narrow. You had to believe that the Bible is actually inspired, that Jesus was the Son of God, that He was sinless, that morality is not negotiable, it's not relative to the society, that there are absolutes, and there were some things like this. And anyway, based on that criteria, there was only 19% of the American population that had a biblical worldview. And among the 18 to 23 years old, there was less than half of 1%, 0.5%, that had a biblical worldview. And then they broke down the criteria of what they were calling a biblical worldview into these different components. And when it came to, do you believe that the Holy Spirit is a real person or just a symbolic designation for the influence of God or something like that? The vast majority of people who considered themselves to be Christians believe that the Holy Spirit wasn't a person, but just kind of a symbolic, an influence, a way of referring to the influence of God. I'm telling you, based on the Word, and we're going to be getting into a lot of scriptures on this, that the Holy Spirit is a real person. He is sent from God to this earth to empower the Christian to live supernaturally, to live above the norm. Man, so many Christians that I meet, you know, you ask them, how are you doing? And they say, well, not too bad under the circumstances. You shouldn't be under the circumstances. And people think, well, I'm just human. No, you aren't just human. If you've been born again, and if you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have supernatural raising from the dead power on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is a real person who lives with you, and His function is to empower you to live a victorious life right now. A Christian does not have an excuse for living a substandard life. I know some of you are going to think I'm mean with this and I'm trying to hurt you. I'm trying to enlighten you. I'm trying to increase your vision and get you to believe something bigger. But there ought to be a difference between a believer and a non-believer. There ought to be a difference. You know, at the time I'm making this, the swine flu is hitting the news and people are scared and they're talking about a pandemic. And Christians, I know that there's many Christians watching this program that you say, well, you know, what can I do against this? And you are as scared, you are as fearful of this as your unbelieving neighbor, as an unbelieving member of your family. You just think, well, I'm only human. I'm telling you that that is not the way that God intended this Christian life to be lived. If you would receive the power of the Holy Spirit gives you supernatural ability. And I'm not going to, you know, get off into this right now, but I'll just make brief reference to it, that there are so many scriptures that no plague will come nigh your dwelling, that you won't have any sickness or disease. You can be healed of all of these things. It's God's will that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Only with your eyes will you see and behold the reward of the wicked, that you will dwell under the shadow of the Almighty and that you will be supernaturally protected. Man, I could go on and on. There's hundreds and hundreds of those. And that's only possible if you operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. And sad to say, there's many, many, many Christians today that got born again. Their sins are forgiven. If they were to die right now, they would go to heaven, and so their eternity is secure. But they haven't received the power of the Holy Spirit. They aren't flowing in agreement with the Holy Spirit, and so their life is completely natural. There are some of you that if you were arrested for being a Christian, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict you. You're as sick as your neighbor. You're as poor as your neighbor. You're as fearful as your neighbor. You're as mean and angry and bitter, and you're as hurt and you're depressed, and on it goes. And there are many of you, the only difference between you and an unsaved person is your eternal destiny. And sad to say, to a large degree, the church has promoted that and taught that this is what it's all about. You get born again so that you won't go to hell, but instead you get to go to heaven. And to many people, that's salvation. Well, certainly that's a wonderful part of salvation. If that's all there was to salvation, that's more than we deserve, and I'd still preach that because that's good news. But it's even better than that. The Lord said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 4, that Jesus gave Himself for our sins that He should deliver us from this present evil world. Not just the one to come, but this present evil world. The Lord wants to empower you right now so that you could go out and walk in supernatural health and blessing and prosperity. And He wants you to be able to overcome the flu. While everybody else is getting it, you ought to be the only one in your office that doesn't get it if you're the only believer. You ought to be walking in a way that makes people recognize there's something different about you. I know that what I'm saying is startling to many of you, but this is one reason that the church isn't making the impact that God prophesied and that God wants us to is because we aren't walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Unbelievers look at many Christians and think, what's the difference about you? And they think it's just a mind game. You think it's all about heaven. When you die, you're going to go to heaven. And that's a true assessment of a large segment of the body of Christ. They don't have any practical power. They are caving in to depression and sickness and poverty and disease, and they don't have any power operating in their life. And so the unbeliever looks at us and thinks, you know what, there is no tangible proof, there is no difference between them and us, and they just dismiss it as superstition or whatever. In the Bible days, people operated in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus saw people healed, and they were crowding in His meetings so much so that they had to break open the roof and let the sick in because there were so many people around they couldn't get in. Miracles worked like a bell in Jesus' ministry to draw people unto Himself. Now, he preached the word to him and he ministered to him and revealed God. And there's more to it than just healing and walking and blessing and power. But I'm saying that Jesus, he even said when he was questioned and people said, who gave you the right? How can we believe that you are the true, accurate voice of God? And he would confirm his word. He'd quote scriptures and things. But ultimately, he said, if you don't believe me because of what I say, then believe me because of the works. Jesus pointed to the miracles, the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit that he operated in to say, this is how you can know that I am speaking by the Spirit of the Lord. When he healed the man in the 9th chapter of the book of John who had been lame from his mother's womb, this man began to start proclaiming that Jesus was the Christ, and the scribes and the Pharisees wanted to silence him, and they brought him in and they said, what has happened to you? And he told them that this man named Jesus had healed him. Excuse me, he was blind, not lame. He spit on the ground and made clay and put it on his eyes, 9th chapter of John. And when his blind eyes were open, he was telling people that Jesus had done it. And they began to say, this man has to be a sinner. Repent of this. And he says, well, what a marvelous thing. He says, this guy's opened my eyes, and you don't even know if he's of God or not. And he says, God doesn't hear a sinner. Sinners don't do this kind of thing. This man who had been blind had more wisdom than all the religious leaders. And basically what he was saying is, he says, if this guy wasn't of God, he could not be doing these miracles. And so that is a testimony from the Scripture that is repeated many times over. And I tell you what, we need this power of the Holy Spirit operative in our lives, not only for your own sake so that you can walk in the blessing and enjoy the privileges that God has provided for you, but we need to demonstrate the power of God. This is what the Lord was saying to Zerubbabel through the prophet here. He was saying, you aren't going to accomplish these things through your own might or your own power, but by my Spirit, thus saith the Lord. If you are going to live a successful Christian life that would make anybody want what you have, I'm telling you, you need to have and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need to not only receive it, but you need to function in it, flow in it. You need to yield to it, grow in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. And if you don't do that, then you're going to be just human, natural. And if your life isn't supernatural, then it's superficial. I know some of the things I'm saying today may stir some of you up and it may make you feel uncomfortable. And so, well, you're saying that there's more and that I haven't received it all? Yep, that's what I'm saying. And I'm saying, you know what? If you'd look at your life, it ought to be evident that there ought to be something more than what you've got. Many of you, when you got born again, your expectation, your hope just rose and you were expecting life to be so much better. And to some degree it is. Just having the assurance that this life is not all that there is and that you've got a future, that's good. And some of you, I'm sure, are enjoying it. But at the same time, I'm sure many of you are disappointed. You expected to see more of the power of God manifest in your life. This happens through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to be teaching on that. And I think that this is going to make a big difference in your life. I'm out of time today, but I will continue this on my program tomorrow. I encourage you to listen in. And also, please take advantage of all of these offers that we're giving you so that you can flow in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Today, Andrew is offering his book titled, The New You and the Holy Spirit for a Gift of Any Amount. In this book, Andrew explains the specifics of your new life in Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Request book T323 when you contact us. The New You and the Holy Spirit is also part of a three-book set titled Foundations. Included in this set are two additional books, Spirit, Soul, and Body, and The True Nature of God. Together, these books will help make an intimate and personal relationship with God a reality for you. You can receive Foundations for a gift of any amount. Request item T4500. Andrew's two-part teaching titled The Holy Spirit is also available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. The DVDs are made from Andrew's daily television program. Request CD album T1040C or DVD album T1040D when you contact the ministry. The first teaching in the CD album titled What is the Baptism of the Holy Spirit is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. Request teaching THO6C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
You know, we have some material here about the baptism of the Holy Spirit that really goes into a lot of detail. There's a lot of scriptures and there's a lot of doctrine on this that I have to counter because of some of the teaching today. And so this book is a great resource. It's not only about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it's also about what true salvation is. It's entitled The New You and the Holy Spirit. This is a great study tool. I've also got a DVD set, as seen on TV, of this teaching on the Holy Spirit. We've got a CD set on this, where we have this teaching on the Holy Spirit. And also, I'm offering this little set entitled Foundations. And what this is three of my books that provides kind of a foundation, and this baptism of the Holy Spirit is certainly one of the foundational truths. So we're offering this entire album or this set of books. It'll be a blessing, so listen to our announcer.
You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries of Canada. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too-good-to-be-true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd. For our Summer Family Bible Conference.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
Jesus did not minister until He received the power of the Holy Spirit. He told us not to minister until we receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And yet today there are many people, I would even venture to say that the majority of people, are ministering without the power of the Holy Spirit. They're ministering out of human ability by their own might and by their own power and not through the power of the Holy Spirit.